The Democrats hoping to win their party's nomination for president represent the most diverse field in history. Along with age, race, and sexual orientation, the candidates also come with a broad range of religious and spiritual beliefs. As they make their way across New Hampshire, some candidates are talking about those beliefs in ways Democrats usually don't. NHPR's Todd Bookman reports.
Before Bernie Sanders took the podium in Hooksett last month, Reverend Janai Rosig, a minister in the United Church of Christ, addressed the crowd.
And I've come here to briefly talk about something that feels, I think for a lot of us, a little taboo. Religion and politics. Ooh.
Taboo, at least for most Democrats. For the past 50 or so years in America, openly blending faith and politics has largely been the domain of the religious right. But Rosig told the audience that it's time for the religious left to also raise its voice, that everyone bears the responsibility of helping the marginalized. How candidates themselves talk about that responsibility on the stump does vary. Some, like South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, make their faith a central theme.
I'm pretty sure God doesn't belong to a political party, and if he did, I can't imagine it would be the one that's in charge of the White House today.
Another candidate, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, seamlessly quotes Bible verses and talks about faith as a driving force in his life.
So I'm one of these people that says, before you tell me about your religion, you should show it to me in how you treat other people. And there's a very big value in my faith that is in Matthew 25 about I was in prison and you visited me.
And this expression of religious faith isn't just from Christian candidates. The 2020 field includes less represented religions in America. Candidates that in decades past may have downplayed their religion, such as Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard.
I took my oath of office on the Bhagavad Gita when I was first sworn into Congress in 2012. I'm a practicing Hindu. And my spiritual practice, my relationship with God, is something that is near and dear to my heart.
So what's changed? Why are some Democrats working hard to highlight their religious values? Dartmouth religion professor Randall Balmer says it's in part a reaction to what progressives see as the moral failings of President Trump.
I think Americans in 2020, just as they did in 1976 and again in 2000, are looking for what I call a redeemer president. That is, we're looking for a candidate for president who has a moral compass.
In 76, the sour aftertaste of Watergate helped push a religious Democrat, Jimmy Carter, to the White House. In 2000, with the scandals of the Clinton administration still fresh, George Bush, a born-again Christian, spoke frequently about his religious convictions. Balmer says Democrats are appalled by the Trump administration's policies, and candidates would be smart to position themselves as ethical antidotes.
Frankly, I've been astonished that more of the Democratic candidates for the nomination have not been speaking this language of faith and morality in talking about their politics.
But is that a smart strategy in New Hampshire? It's a state that routinely ranks last in religious participation, how often people go to church or pray. Susan Hocking of Walpole identifies as an atheist. She recently attended an Elizabeth Warren event decked out in a T-shirt with an image from The Handmaid's Tale, a book about a dystopian theocracy.
You can be whatever you want to be, just don't force it down my throat.
But other Democrats at the Warren event seem okay with more open displays of faith from their candidates. Allison Bluen from Keene just wants it backed up by action.
I'd like to see spirituality talked about on more than a book level, more than a big guy in the sky level. I would like to see people talk about spirituality in a way to connect to other human beings on this earth.
Some candidates this cycle are talking about their own forms of spirituality while skewing away from traditional religious descriptions. For example, Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan is quick to bring up his meditation practice.
And I go to my staff and I say, I'm going to write a book. And they're like, fantastic idea. What are you going to write about? I said, mindfulness meditation. And they said, are you freaking crazy?
And then there is Marianne Williamson, an author whose works are often found in the spiritual section of bookstores. Her stump speech is sprinkled with language about consciousness and unseen forces.
And we see that negatively with this president. It's traumatizing. The chaos in his mind is traumatizing, and the peace in the next president will be very healing.
Spiritual healing isn't a typical Democratic talking point, but the 2020 candidates may be wise to offer voters someone they can believe in. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.